We crushed it last week on Cut the Check on Sunday, 5-1-1 against the spread. I hope you listeners out there were betting alongside our man, Darrell Worthy, each week on Cut the Check. We share analysis on the best bets in football. If you're putting money on the line, betting NFL games, you need to be listening to Cut the Check. I'm Brian Zwerner. I spent 20 years in the capital markets, but our host for Cut the Check is Darrell Worthy, 7-year NFL veteran. Darrell, say hello to the crowd.
Man, what's going on, guys? Good evening. We're live tonight. We're so excited to be on the Locker Room app. I'm Darrell Worthy, your co-host tonight for Cut the Check podcast. Me and my guy Isaac Sines, we're excited to be here tonight. Say hello to the crowd, Isaac.
What's going on, everybody? It's a pleasure to be here joining the Cut the Check podcast again. We had a good time the first time, so excited to be back here.
Isaac is the host of Pro Football Chase, a leading NFL podcast. You listen to this Cut the Check podcast, you get an analysis from two of the best in the business. It's all about getting paid, and we're going to help you do that. We'll have your picks for the top games for Week 11, including three great primetime games. The big check bet last week, Darrell, it was on the Titans on Thursday night, and they let us down, but you came back hard on Sunday, absolutely crushed the pick. 7-3-1 overall, and up $165 on the week. What happened to the Titans on that Thursday night game?
Man, they fell to the Colts, man. I thought that their defense was going to show up well against Phillip Rivers. They were able to run the football very well and really put Phillip Rivers in some manageable passing situations. They looked phenomenal defensively. They shut down Derrick Henry. Obviously, he didn't really get a lot of yards until later on in the contest, but it was really the inconsistencies with them throwing the football down the field. And so their defense showed up, man, and it really put Ryan Tannehill and what the Tennessee Titans do well is having a script and staying ahead of schedule. So they put them behind the eight ball defensively.
Well, the big week, the big talk of the week in the NFL last week was DeAndre Hopkins and what they are calling the Hail Murray play of the year so far for you guys. What do you think?
Nah, I mean, it was phenomenal. I mean, it's, you know, to see a guy like that go up over, I mean, these are three Pro Bowlers. It wasn't like these were some slouches out there. These are three Pro Bowlers that he went up and skied over. So, I mean, it was a hell of a play. It was insane.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what was pretty insane about it all was the fact that Kyler Murray had to roll out to his left and pretty much, you know, heave it up there. And I don't even think it was going to make it to the end zone, but you know, three guys surrounding him. Hopkins comes down with it. That was an incredible play. I mean, being able to watch it live, it was a pretty legit experience seeing how they were able to complete that.
Well, no, it was phenomenal.
Any Cut the Check listener that's been listening since the preseason, on August 14th, Darrell Worthy picked Kyler Murray at 25-1 as his dark horse MVP pick. Is that play alone and what he's done so far this season, Darrell, enough to vault him into serious MVP contention?
Well, he's got two games coming up that really will help catapult him into that stratosphere. I mean, obviously, we got the Thursday night game against the Seahawks, you know, coming off a big-time win, and then you're going up against another MVP candidate in Russell Wilson. Like, he's going to be – you know, it's going to be all eyes on him and Russell in that type of game. And then to follow that up, they go, I think, to New England. I think they have to play Bill Belichick and a good team like that. So I just think at the end of the day, he's got two games to really prove how good he is. He's riding on a very serious high right now. I mean, the play from D-Hop, the consistency from Larry Fitzgerald out the slot. I mean, these guys are looking phenomenal offensively, and they're showing up defensively, you know, minus Chandler Jones.
Darrell, you had a storied career at Michigan State. You played 7 years in the NFL with the Packers and others. What was a game winner like that you were a part of?
Oh, man, I was a part of we beat Wisconsin. We played Russell Wilson in Wisconsin. A lot of big time names on the field. James White was a part of that game. Monty Ball. You know, you got, you know, Kirk Cousins on the other end, Le'Veon Bell, Will Golston. So there was a lot of heavy hitters in this game. We were able to beat these guys on a Hail Mary pass at the end of the game. It was phenomenal. Although Russell was able to get me back in my NFL career with the Fail Mary when I was up in Green Bay, man, with those replacement refs. So it definitely was an up and down. I've had experiences on both ends, actually. So it's been a crazy ride.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about that big Thursday night matchup, Cardinals at Seahawks. Without the running game, the Seattle's offense has faltered. Chris Carson is announced to be out this week. It looks like Carlos Hyde will play. Seahawks started the season 5-0. The schedule got hard, and they've been 1-3 in their last four games. Seattle's a 3-point favorite at home. Jarrell, let's start with you. Who do you like in this one?
Oh, man. So me and Isaac had an opportunity to discuss this earlier in the day. I've been going back and forth on it, you know, because my heart, my heart wants to say Arizona, but I'm really going to go with Russell Wilson. I'm just going to go with a guy that's been there before them, Pete Carroll. They know what these types of games mean for their division and what it means for them pushing to the playoffs. Now, obviously, we expected the Arizona Cardinals to be competitive, but we didn't expect them to be at a 6-3 record, competing for the division title. And obviously, having going toe-to-toe with Russell Wilson this Thursday. So I realistically like Russell Wilson in this one. I like for them to control the football. I like for Pete Carroll to find something defensively to slow down this phenomenal pass attack in Arizona. And the addition of Carlos Hyde just really helps give this offense some consistency.
What do you say, Isaac? You going to agree with Jarrell? Are you taking the red-hot Arizona Cardinals?
Well, Jarrell mentioned it. We talked about it on the podcast earlier today. And it's hard to pick against Russell Wilson, to be honest with you. But that secondary in Seattle has been really up and down, and they've struggled defending the pass, which I think is going to be a factor. Of course, Chris Carson, Carlos Hyde will step in there, and DJ Dallas has also done pretty well for Seattle. But when it comes down to it, I'm going to take the Cardinals to win this game just because of what they have in the secondary. Jarrell talked a little bit about them maybe needing one more impact playmaker, but Patrick Peterson, Buda Baker, and Byron Murphy, those guys have been able to get the job done. So I look for them to pull it out. It's going to be a really close game. I'm looking forward to watching it.
All right, we are split with our analysts here. Jarrell Worthy says, take Seattle, lay the 3 points. Isaac Sine says, not so fast, go with the Cardinals. Take the points, look for a close game. We'll see on Thursday night tomorrow. Cut the Check is sponsored by Thrive Fantasy, a daily fantasy sports and esports app for player props. Thrive's fantasy games are the easiest to play since they only ask you about the superstars. You select 10 individual player over-under props, stats like passing or rushing yards, and playing tournaments for cash prizes. Thrive has seen over 2 million wagered since launching. Use promo code BTG, Beyond the Game, BTG, and receive an instant $20 match in your first deposit of $20 or more. Download the Thrive Fantasy app or sign up at ThriveFantasy.com and prop up today. Speaking of props, we're going to go with it. Jarrell, you nailed the Kyler Murray prop last week. Russell Wilson's let you down the last time you bet on him in a prop. We're going to stick with these two guys on passing yards. Murray is averaging a whopping 330 yards passing, and he torched Seattle a couple weeks ago for 360 yards. Wilson's averaging 346 and had a huge game, 388 yards, when these two teams met. I'm going to set the over-under a little lower than that, in line with the bettors, at 325 yards for each of these guys. Which quarterback gets it done on tomorrow night?
Oh, they both. I mean, obviously, this is going to be a shootout, man. This is the NFC West. These are highly competitive quarterbacks, both quarterbacks that can get things done, with on the ground and in the air. And we're talking about some heavy hitters, DK Metcalf, DeAndre Hopkins. You got Tyler Lockett, you got Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, we got some heavy hitters here. So these guys are going to be putting the ball out in the air. And I definitely believe that both quarterbacks can be over on this prop here.
Isaac, the betting sharps had this one a little lower than I would have expected, given the recent history. You with Jarrell on this? You think both these guys put up big numbers on Thursday?
Yeah, I do. I think it really is going to be a passing game where both teams are going to come out, because right now, even Arizona, it's hard for them to rely on the rushing attack. Chase Edmonds, Kenyon Drake is just coming back from injury. So I wouldn't expect them to really go to the ground game heavy. Especially, let's remember, Damon Snacks Harrison was promoted last week, so he helps with that run game for Seattle. So that's another factor. But, yeah, to Jarrell's point, we talked about it earlier today too. Both of these guys, Murray and Russell Wilson, I think they're going to be ready to play, and they're probably going to end up throwing like 30, 40 passes. So their numbers, the production should be there. So that's what's going to make the matchup so exciting.
All right, look for both Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray over on the props. We'll have your Monday night game shortly. We're going to talk about a good Sunday night matchup first, featuring the 8-1 Chiefs coming off a bye. They'll go on the road to face the Raiders. Las Vegas run game was absolutely dominant over the Broncos, and they've been a surprising team at 6-3. They'll need a win this week if they're going to have any kind of shot at that AFC West title. Late news out today, 11 Raiders, though, on the COVID list. Last we heard, it sounds like they'll probably be able to play. Jarrell, you've been 3-0 taking Kansas City as a favorite this season. They've been a good go-to for you, but they're a chunky 6.5-point road favorite. What do you think on this one?
I would take the bet. You know, I think, you know, Kansas City has they really have something to prove in this matchup. They got their butts handed to them earlier in the year by the Las Vegas Raiders. They were able to rush the football. Derek Carr was effective throwing the football down the field. The tight end was able to get up and vertical and really put pressure on this Kansas City secondary. And so I think Andy Reid, especially coming off a bye, is virtually unbeatable. He has one of the most impressive records in the National Football League as far as an NFL coach coming off a bye. And I just really think that the Kansas City Chiefs have everything going for them, and they really need to continue this hot streak. So they're going to go into Las Vegas looking to really put on a show and to really remind these guys who really runs the AFC West.
Isaac, man, my fantasy quarterback this year was your Cowboys favorite, Dak Prescott. When he went out, I had to grab Derek Carr. I ain't had no many good choices. Do I have any hope with Derek Carr against Kansas City this week? 6.5-point underdog, or are you sticking with the Chiefs in the over?
No, I'm sticking with the Chiefs. Obviously, Derek Carr, he's going to have his work cut out for them, because even the first time they played, it was, what, 40-32 games? So it was high scoring. Two teams that really ideally on defense, while the Kansas City and Las Vegas, they've showed improvements in recent weeks. But I'm with Jarrell. I mean, Kansas City, they obviously, you know, maybe overlooked the Raiders the first time. And coming off a bye week, we've all talked about Andy Reid and how dangerous he is when he has extra time to prepare. And then let's also talk about the side stuff where the Raiders took a victory lap around Arrowhead in the team bus, and Andy Reid addressing that. So you're going to have some extra juice in there from the Chiefs. You know, Travis Kelce coming out saying that guys in the locker room are treating it as their Super Bowl, so to speak. Very important game in the division, obviously. Raiders 2 games back. If the Raiders can somehow win, they'll pull within one, but I don't see that happening.
All right, unanimous pick. The Chiefs giving 6.5 on the road against Las Vegas. Cut the Check is sponsored by Vigit, the sports betting social app, changing the way America bets on sports. Play in the weekly Vigit free-to-play NFL challenge and win prizes. You can also bet against us head-to-head on the Vigit app. Find us at Cut the Check Podcast on the Vigit app. Challenge any of our picks today for Vigit coins. You got to bring it to Vigit. Download the Vigit app now and enter promo code CUTTHECHECK to start winning today. We'll have a ton more picks coming up in our quick hit segment shortly. First, let's break down a really good Monday night football game we've got this week. Finally, a good solid Monday night game. Jarrell, you made money last week betting on both these teams. It's the Rams and the Bucks. You've had a hard time with bets, though. The Rams have been only 2-3 for you on the season. The Bucks, they've kicked your butt, man. You've been 1-4 betting on the Bucks this season. Rams D dominant again, shutting down the Seahawks last week. Tampa cruised in an easy win over Charlotte. Bucks are a 4-point favorite here at home. Who are you going to bet on this week?
For me, I know, you know, it's been nasty with the Bucks. They've been up and down, but I still have a lot of faith in them. I still have a lot of faith in this pick. I'm going to take these guys on solely a couple reasons. Really, one, because these guys are at home. I know the Bucks haven't had the most success on these big time games, but they can run the football. Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette, these guys have an opportunity to really ground and pound, get Tom Brady in these manageable situations where they can create opportunities with their play action pass. And they still have Antonio Brown. We like still getting himself into the system. And so he has all these weapons at his disposal. I just don't think that Jalen Ramsey has enough. He's not bionic, man. He really can't stretch out all over the field. So I just think that at the end of the day, the Buccaneers has too many weapons for the Rams to ultimately keep up with. And the Buccaneers defense out there, man, JPP and those guys looked really good last week. They have arguably some of the best inside linebackers in the National Football League. And so I'm just going to roll with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this one.
What do you think, guys? Is it 4-point spread here? Can the Rams keep this thing close enough or pull out a victory?
I think the Rams are going to pull out a victory over the Buccaneers. This is where one of the things where I pose Jarrell here.
Yes, sir.
He talked a little bit about the way that the Rams and Jalen Ramsey can't cover Tampa's wideouts, which is a valid point. But you also have to look at Tampa's secondary. They have been really shaky, obviously outside of Sean Murphy Bunting, who's been a really good corner. Jamel Dean has been burnt toast the last couple of weeks. And the Rams have an arsenal of receivers, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Josh Reynolds, and then at the tight end, Higbee and Gerald Everett as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup for both teams. Obviously, Tampa's front seven is pretty tough. And now Andrew Whitworth, the starting left tackle, is out for a foreseeable future. So that's going to play a factor. But as I told Jarrell earlier, I like Aaron Donald to be that game wrecker again, getting in Tom Brady's face. And I think it's going to be a relatively low-scoring game. But I will take the Rams to win the game. So that's where I'll stand right there.
Jarrell, are either of these teams serious contenders for the Super Bowl? I mean, in the AFC, you really got the Steelers and the Chiefs kind of pulling away a little bit from the crowd. The NFC still very crowded at the top. Are either of these guys serious Super Bowl contenders, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they're both definitely contenders. I mean, obviously the Rams, because of their defense, they have an opportunity. They set the line of scrimmage at another level. You know, Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. I mean, it's arguably some of the best pass rush and coverage combo in the National Football League. I just personally think that Tampa Bay has so many weapons, both offensively and defensively, for overall for the Rams to keep up. And realistically, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still trying to mesh this thing together. They're still trying to figure out who's good in certain spots. We talked about this early on the Pro Football Chase podcast, where the offensive line is starting to shuffle a little bit. They want to keep that interior pressure out of Tom Brady's face. So Jensen moved over to guard and had an opportunity to move in A.Q. Shipley at the center position. But really, realistically for us, they can run the football. And I just think that that's always been the Rams' Achilles heel when they get into these tightly contested games. If you can run the football against this team, then you can control whether or not Sean McVay gets many opportunities to expose your defense. And I just think Tom Brady is the ultimate master when it comes to clock control and keeping his possessions within reach.
All right, this one's under dispute, but it's an official pick for the Cut the Check podcast. Bucks laying 4 at home. We're going to have your big check, double down bet, in just a few minutes, but let's roll through a couple of quick hitters here. Got a big AFC game, didn't quite make our full featured list. It's the Titans and the Ravens. Both of these teams let you down last week, Jarrell. Ravens are a heavy 6.5-point favorite. You going with Lamar Jackson, or are you going with Tannehill this week?
I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson. I just think that I think that they get things corrected. I think that these guys understand that they have to be in contention in this AFC North division. We still have the Browns, who are quietly 6-3. You still have the Steelers. They're out there. They're about to be 10-0. And realistically, the Ravens, I mean, obviously, if the Steelers go ahead and win out the division, the best thing the Ravens can do is play for a wild card spot. And it would be coming down between them and the Browns in this division, because they both currently right now have the same record. So I believe that the Ravens need really need a game changer. We spoke about this earlier again on the Pro Football Chase, where the Titans and Colts, they meet next week. And so obviously the Titans, they have a big AFC matchup this week against the Ravens, but their division is up for grabs next week against the Colts as well. So this could be a game where these guys could be looking out a week ahead and really can be losing sight of this AFC matchup that's right in front of them.
Isaac, you going with Lamar and crew, or are you going to – you think Derrick Henry can power through? I mean, the Ravens defense hasn't really been great this year.
Yeah, I took the Titans to win this game. I said that earlier just because Calais Campbell is still out. That's obviously a big loss with that calf injury. He didn't practice today and is looking unlikely again on Sunday. Now, that one player isn't going to really dictate the ending of the game. And I think Lamar Jackson is playing well, but Tennessee, with what they have with Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, and also Baltimore is kind of banged up in the secondary. I look for him to have a big game, as well as it's gut check time for Mike Vrabel's defense too, because they've been playing pretty bad as well. And you saw some moves trying to clean out the house, bring in some new players, of course, acquiring Desmond King a couple of weeks ago, the corner, cutting Jonathan Joseph, the veteran, you know, trying to get some new movement in there. So I think this is a game that will be close as well, but I'll take the Titans.
All right. Official pick is the Ravens, given 6.5. We'll swing over to a good-looking Sunday afternoon game. Jarrell, your Packers on the road to face the Colts. Indy comes off that big win over the Titans. Green Bay barely limped past the Jaguars. Colts are a 2-point favorite in this one, which is a little bit of a surprise to me looking at the betting slips. What do you think here?
I'm taking the Packers, man. I mean, I'm taking the Packers in the dome. They're on the road. I still like the Packers. I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers is finally starting to mesh offensively. These guys have everything rocking and rolling. We still need the Smith brothers to show up defensively in order for them to be in contention. But, you know, they get Lazard coming back from the IR, and he's been activated. And so I'm excited to see Aaron Rodgers finally gets another young weapon that he believes in, a guy that he's been talking about all offseason. And so I'm very excited to see Aaron Rodgers and controlling this game. He knows that the pass rush is going to be there with Buckner up front, Justin Houston off the edge as well. And so I'm really looking forward to watching Aaron Rodgers do the do-si-do between these between the tackles. So I'm taking the Packers, and I really like for these guys to pull it out.
Isaac, what do you think? The Colts defense, they've been elite this season. Can they slow down this Packers offense or no?
We're on a hot streak right now. I'm disagreeing with Jarrell. And
all. Confrontation.
Confrontation, man. That's the way you roll here on Cut the Check podcast. So I'm gonna rolling right here. I'm going against Jarrell once again, because I believe Indianapolis, they need to come out. They're rolling off that big victory last week. I can't trust Phillip Rivers either, because honestly, who knows what the guy's going to give. I just am solely putting my faith in that Indy defense to slow down Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they watched that tape of that game where Aaron Rodgers was absolutely diminished against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They do have some of those front seven players to get after him, DeForest Buckner, Houston coming off the edge. So they can make some noise there. We'll see. But I still like what they can do defensively, and then maybe getting that ground game going. You know, Green Bay is susceptible to being gashed. A guy like Nyheim Hines and Jonathan Taylor, the rookie, could finally come out of his shell and help the Colts win the game.
Well, I'm rooting with Jarrell on this one, because Devontae Adams is my lead wide receiver in my fantasy team. So he has been a touchdown machine this season for the Packers. Jarrell, you know I was going to make you pick the Dolphins game again this week. Tua time. He is up to 3-0. Miami defense is one of the league leaders in points allowed. They've played great this season. They'll go on the road to Denver as a 3.5-point favorite. Second time the Dolphins are a favorite in a row. Do Tua and the Fins keep in this AFC East race? They got a shot this week again?
Yeah, you know, as long as their defenses continue to play at a high level, as long as they've been competitive in each and every game, the Dolphins definitely have a shot. They're managing and they're doing what they have to do offensively to score points. But realistically, it's how well their defense is playing, and that's what's making me a believer. You know, he has an opportunity to get Antonio Callaway. I think he was activated, a recently signed free agent as well. So he used to be with the Browns. He's a deep threat, has an opportunity to get over the top. So they're adding weapons for Tua on the edge, and they're giving him an opportunity to really be successful. And so he's 3-0 at the moment. We'll see if we can keep riding the Tua train, man. He knows how to win, obviously, from being from Alabama. And so I think he continues to put things together.
What do you think, Isaac? Tua gets to 4-0 or not so fast here?
No, I agree here. I will go with Tua going 4-0 against Denver, man, because, you know, whatever happens with Drew Locke, he's hurt, right? But I told Jarrell and I kind of talked about it earlier. I don't think it matters. He's under center for the Broncos at this point, because the Dolphins' defense has been utterly dominant. When you have two number one corners on the outside, Xavien Howard, and then you have Byron Jones and Noah, I can't pronounce his last name, from the rookie from Auburn, the first round pick. He's also playing well, Bobby McCain. So I think the defense is really going to shoulder the load for the victory. But Tua, you know, he's been firing all cylinders too. So I like the Dolphins to win rather easily against Denver.
Jarrell, you spent some time on the Patriots roster. Was Brian Flores there when you were there?
Yeah, Brian Flores was there. He was the linebacker coach at the time. Very intelligent man, very intelligent coach. I can see why guys are love playing for him. He's an intense person when it comes to attention to detail. And realistically, man, he gets these guys fired up, man. I know defensively we were always ready to play, man. I mean, it's just the way of the world. It's the way of the Patriots way, I guess.
Well, he certainly brought that defensive intensity down to Miami. We'll talk about an NFC South game here between rivals Atlanta and New Orleans. Falcons coming off a bye. They'll face a NOLA team that improved to 7-3 with a nice win over the Niners. But the big news this week, the rib and lung injuries to Drew Brees. He'll be replaced by Jameis Winston for the Saints. It's been a while since we saw him play. Saints are still a 5-point favorite at home. Can they win without Drew Brees, Darrell?
Absolutely, man. They have everything systematically in place. Their playmakers on the outside, their defense is elite, and they have one of the best play callers at the helm calling the play. So I really believe that Alvin Kamara can still help control this the tempo of the offense. They have Taysom Hill back there to still give them some calmness if Jameis Winston gets out of hand. But I really believe in Jameis Winston. I still think that he's a premier quarterback in this football league. He had LASIK surgery on his eyes this offseason, so he should be able to push the football down the field without any concern. He didn't throw any picks when his first time out with the Saints. So I think a week of preparation, he'll have a great opportunity to push the ball down the football field.
Ooh, Isaac, I'm just the host, the moderator here. I don't drop the picks, but, man, Jameis Winston likes to throw the ball to the other team sometimes. You think the Falcons can cover a 5-point spread this week, or you're rolling with the Saints as well?
No, I'm rolling with the Saints as well. I mean, Jameis Winston, he's ready to eat some more W's, man. I mean, he's Please. Always fired up out there. He's going to actually prepare as a starter, obviously. You know, he got thrown in the game in the second half, and a lot of people, I mean, he had a couple of throws that were pretty errant, right? So – but I think a time where he can prepare and he can game plan, and now the Saints really tailor their offense to what Jameis Winston can do well, and he can stretch the field. But, yeah, I mean, Alvin Kamara, when you have a guy that can be as effective as possible when he can catch and run. I remember you, Jarrell, you know, earlier when I one of the podcasts, you talked about how Alvin Kamara was one of the toughest running backs that you had to tackle because of his aloofness out in space. So I think that that really certainly gives the Saints an advantage.
Jarrell, do the Falcons have the worst defense in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, it's up there. I mean, you know, I mean, and it was so crazy. They were dumping Castile. They got rid of Tack. And so I'm sitting there like, man, this is crazy. Atlanta is, I mean, you know, obviously they're really not in contention this year. They really care about the offense a lot. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really, that's just that type of franchise. I think New Orleans have all the pieces in place in order to dominate this game. I love Alvin Kamara in this game. If you have him on your fantasy, take him on your fantasy, start him on your fantasy, and start Jameis Winston, man. Like I said, I still believe that Jameis Winston has a big-time arm. He's going to be able to push the ball down the football field that's a little bit different than how Drew Brees can do because he's got a much bigger arm. And let me remind you, he had LASIK on his eyes this offseason, so I'm thinking.
All right, Jameis Winston can see, and the Saints will cover the 5-point favorite, say our analysts on Cut the Check. Amazingly, the Eagles still remain in first place in the NFC East. They'll go on the road to face the Browns, who are very much in the playoff hunt themselves at 6-3. Cleveland, only a 3-point favorite. This one kind of jumped out a little bit on the betting slips to me. What do you like in this one?
I like Cleveland. I like Cleveland all the way. Nick Chubb is back. Looked phenomenal. Kareem Hunt's there. We have to see what Baker is coming to the table. If Philly can get pressure on Baker, then it's going to be a long day. But I personally believe in the Cleveland defense to get pressure on Carson Wentz. And I just believe that the Cleveland Browns know that they can't let games like this slip away in order to be in contention in this crazy AFC North. It's gonna come down to the nitty gritty. So I think I'm gonna take the Browns here in order to cover this 3-point spread.
Yeah, you with Cleveland. I mean, Myles Garrett, Isaac, has been playing like one of the best players full stop on defense in the league. You think they easily cover this 3-point spread?
Oh, yeah, easily. I think the Browns get it done, I think, by 10 over the Eagles. I mean, the interesting part about the Eagles is they're still leading the division, which is pretty sad. But you never know, man. You never know because they as Drew always says, I mean, when their backs are against the wall, they'll come out and they'll play and they'll surprise you. So, I mean, certainly they have a shot. But right now, Cleveland, they have that desperation. They have to keep winning to keep pace with the Ravens and the Steelers, especially in the playoff hunt. So, yeah, Myles Garrett definitely is a problem. And then Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, as long as those guys are healthy, they're going to be able to carry the load offensively.
Yeah, the crazy thing looking at these two divisions, I mean, it's the opposites, right? A team from the AFC North could win 10 games and miss the playoffs, and a team from the NFC East could lose 10 games and make the playoffs. So it's a wacky world this year.
This is insane, man. Nobody wants to win in the NFC East, though.
Well, speaking about nobody wants to win in the NFC East, we got another team that's somehow in the hunt at 2-7. Isaac, it's your hometown Dallas Cowboys. We'll let you go first on this one. The boys go to Minnesota. They are a 7-point underdog. Can your hometown Dallas Cowboys cover a 7-point spread or even pull off the upset this week?
Absolutely not. I want to pick the Cowboys. You know what I mean? I'm always going to be pulling for them, but man, it's hard to pick them right now, man. It's hard. They're banged up. Andy Dalton, though, was activated from the COVID list, so he's supposed to start over Garrett Gilbert, which I kind of have mixed feelings about because Garrett Gilbert kept them in the game against the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. So who knows what's going to happen. Minnesota, a lot of people don't talk about it, but they're probably the hottest team in football right now. They got off to the 1-5 start. Now they're 4-5 coming off a big divisional win in prime time. Dalvin Cook is looking unstoppable. And Kirk Cousins is starting to elevate his game as each week comes on. And Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen, it's going to be a long day for Dallas in that secondary, especially without Trevon Diggs, who is arguably their best corner this season, who's on IR. So it's not going to be enough. Minnesota, I expect them to win.
Jarrell, you played at Michigan State with Kirk Cousins. Does he deliver a win and cover for you this week for the Vikings?
He definitely does. He wins. He covers this week. He is phenomenal when it comes to putting the ball down the football field. I like Dalvin Cook in this one. I like these guys to be able to run the football against Dallas. I just think that Dallas continues to struggle, and I really just don't think that they have enough to stop the red hot Minnesota Vikings. Mike Zimmer finally has some things figured out. Finally got the bad noise out the club. And so these guys are finally playing some really good football with a lot of young guys out there. Kirk Cousins being the leader at the helm and really pushing the football down the field.
Jarrell, it's been over 10 years since we had a running back win the MVP of the league. I mean, if Minnesota stays hot and Dalvin Cook keeps putting up these crazy video game numbers, is he in the running here? No quarterbacks really run away with this MVP this season. Dalvin Cook a serious contender for the MVP?
Well, obviously, he's got to get these guys over 500. He's got to turn their season around to where they're competing for the playoffs. And also, I believe that he has to have that Kyler Murray big moment type of moment for the season that really solidifies. I know he's had some crazy games, but you got to think about who he's coming behind. Adrian Peterson has some crazy games in Minnesota. Minnesota has already seen some crazy running back stories. They've already had an MVP at the running back before. So he's got to do something that's astronomical because the story in which he's trying to be told, it's been done before as far as as far as the Minnesota Vikings are concerned. And so at the end of the day, he's got to come up with some really crazy numbers and really big time games. They got to go win their division. If they go win their division, they sneak into a wild card behind the player Dalvin Cook, then it's going to be a very crazy experience.
All right. Both of our analysts like Minnesota to win and cover 7 points against the Cowboys. This show is called Cut the Check. And every week we pick one bet where we double down, we press, we go 200 on. Jarrell, you always pick a difficult one off the list. Who is your big check bet this week?
Man, my big check bet this week is the New Orleans Saints over the Atlanta Falcons. Saints fans, don't worry. Jameis Winston's got it. He's going to be able to push the football down the field. You can still believe in what these guys are able to do offensively and defensively. I just think that Sean Payton calms the Saints fans or fan base down. These guys go out and get a division win this week. They have a big-time game that following week, but then they follow it up with the Falcons again. So, Saints fans, don't worry. Everything is in good hands. I'm rolling with my big check bet, the New Orleans Saints over the Atlanta Falcons this week.
What do you think, Isaac? You feel great about New Orleans? You'd be comfortable putting a double-down bet on that one?
Absolutely, man. Jameis Winston's under center. What else do you need to say? I mean, the dude is ready.
With the LASIK, he's got the eyes fixed.
Hey, I'm believing in him. I'm rolling. Hey, he eating a W or whatever. That look, like, look, I'm just telling you. Look, Jameis was a teammate of mine in Tampa. I'm not a fan of his pregame speeches. I'm going to be all the way honest with you. But the guy's a competitor. He's going to go until the whistle goes. And, I mean, you know, his workouts are unorthodox. They're very hilarious, by the way. But at the end of the day, I still believe in him to win these games coming down the stretch. If these guys were 4-5, 5-4 at the moment, I wouldn't be swinging so much in Jameis's favor. But having 7-2 at the moment, I still believe in these guys to close it out.
All right, New Orleans Saints are our double down bet. That's a wrap for our picks in Week 11. Join us again next week on Wednesday night to recap the action from these games and give you our picks for next week 12. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on the podcast networks, please subscribe and rate our show. You can also follow us at Cut the Check Pod on Instagram to see more content. And head on over to the Pro Football Chase and check out Isaac's weekly podcast as well. You can also find him on Instagram at Pro Football Chase. If you're listening on the podcast networks, that's great. You can hear us there every week. Make sure you also download the Locker Room app on iOS. You can listen to us live as we unveil our picks each week and interact with us in the Locker Room chat. We appreciate you listening. Jarrell, what do you got to say to wrap up this week? What are your thoughts as Week 11 gets rolling?
Oh, man, like I said earlier on the Pro Football Chase, bro, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty of the football season. Week 11, so many big-time games this week. We continue to appreciate all the support that you show the podcast, and we continue to try to elevate our game and move forward. So we just want you guys to continue to support us and do your thing, man.
Isaac, tell the listeners what they can hear if they come on and check it out, your Pro Football Chase podcast. What are they going to get on that one?
I mean, if they like the interactions on Cut the Check, I mean, they're even magnified a little bit more on the podcast because we have some more time to chat this stuff over. But it's always a joy joining the Cut the Check podcast. Jarrell knows what he's got doing. We keep each other in check, and we have a good time doing it. So, hey, you know where to find us. Cut the Check, Pro Football Chase. We're here every week.
Well, we made money for our listeners last week, especially on Sunday, where we were a crushing 5-1-1 with the picks from Jarrell Worthy. So get out your betting slips, put your money down, cut the check, get paid. Thank you for listening. We'll see you back next week on Wednesday night, live on Locker Room. Thank you and good night.
Yes, sir.